be seeing the demise of the Labour Party as we know it. What might it mean for your party? Good morning.
Well, good morning, Nick. I think it's a tragedy for British politics. We have a Conservative government. Even those people, I think, who support it think it's a tragedy that there is no decent opposition. The Labour Party's choice, it would appear, we'll have to wait and see, to opt for a course of action, which means they're not interested in winning elections, just going off to the extremes and talking to and fighting amongst themselves. And that means the Liberal Democrats don't just have an opportunity, we have a duty to step up and be the decent opposition that Britain needs, making sure we provide answers for our struggling and beleaguered health service. So we oppose selection at the age 11, and we give people a real say about where we go next in our relationship with Europe. I think that's the kind of opposition we need.
Now that's interesting. You would say that, Mr. Farren, because you were in an exchange on the television yesterday with Nigel Farage. Just to nail this, you were saying we need another vote on the vote we've already had.
Well, let's just think about it. The referendum that we had in June, which I completely respect the outcome of, and obviously I disagree with it, but I utterly respect it, that means that we are heading towards the exit door of the European Union. But it's nobody's fault other than our Conservative government that the deal is non-existent. We don't know what we're heading for. We voted against being in the EU narrowly, but we didn't vote for a new relationship because none was on the ballot paper. And so this deal we're going to have, whether we're in the single market or not, what form of free movement we may or may not have, relationship, policing across borders, all those things, I don't know what they're going to say. You don't. The British people don't. I really don't think even Theresa May knows what is going to happen next. So a deal is going to be stitched up between Brussels bureaucrats and our government in sort of smoke-filled rooms and imposed upon the British people against our will. And that's an outrage, saying that the people have taken back control and giving the people their say on the one hand and then imposing upon them a deal stitched up in secret. That would be outrageous. So there must be a referendum, not a rerun of June. That's done and that's dusted. But a referendum on the deal. Do we accept the deal?
But what happens if we don't? Lastly, Mr. Farren, we have the vote that you're calling for and Britain decides, no, we don't like the deal. What do we do then? Go back and try and rejoin?
Of course, the point is you have the referendum before the exit has happened.
Well, what's the point of having politicians if we're going to have to vote on everything? We have to do it ourselves.
Well, you could ask that question before June, and many people would have argued that that was a wise position to take. But if you've started the process, and we have, and we've now trusted the British people to vote on departure, we must also trust them to vote on destination. You can't begin with democracy and end with a stitch-up.
Always good speaking with you. Good luck down at Brighton. Thanks, Tim Farren, your leader of the Lib Dems. Coming up after news and travel update, Sir Cliff Richard, Paul Gambaccini, the late Lord Britain, politician Nigel Evans, all named and unfairly shamed in the public eye. Now a campaign to change the law. Details on that after this. Just turned 7:46. The LBC News is with Rupert Bhatia.
Just a day after the bombing in New York, a number of explosive devices have been found at a train station in nearby New Jersey. It comes as world leaders, including Theresa May, are due in New York for a major summit on the migration crisis. And the Lib Dem leader, Tim Farren,